Welcome to another edition of Mad Minds with Maul and G.
It's your boy Maul.
And this is that guy G.
What's going on, player?
Man, not a whole lot. I just want to say Kanye ain't worth $6.6 billion. Get that shit straight off the top and I ain't hating. But what yeah, not a whole lot.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Where the fuck they generated that number from? But of course they're going to say it's a conspiracy. The folks done came out with the real number. The real number is a billion, but it's not 6 billion. Yeah. He's not the richest black American.
Yeah, he said he was like 3 like last year.
Yeah.
And now he's 6. I don't know, man. You know,
I don't think everybody understand worth anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I probably assume that he has six, as they numbers go, 6.6 billion cash.
In the bank?
Yeah.
Like, he don't got that in the bank. Yeah, not at all.
That's what they thinking.
That's what he's worth. He has net worth.
Yeah. But what is the debt? Debt worth.
Yeah.
What is the debt worth?
Because I don't know how the hell, what they call Yeezys?
Yeah.
I seen the shit that Kanye puts together. I don't know what the hell is going on. But apparently it's popular.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I seen that shit myself.
Why can't I do some shit like that? Some ugly ass shit.
Man,
put it together.
I'm trying to
that
tell you.
Shit, I wouldn't buy them.
Nah. You would get roasted for that back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't even know what that is. Yeah, it's like a Balenciaga. Them shits is ugly.
Give me something from Payless before you give me them.
What?
Shit, these Payless had the motherfucking name. You know what I mean? But, he's rich, though. He's rich. He's rich.
Is he rich or wealthy?
He's wealthy.
Yeah, he's wealthy?
He's wealthy.
You think Kim gonna take some of that cheesecake?
Yes. I don't think she's gonna walk away quietly like he hoping she do, so he won't have to have an episode.
Kanye put me through so much torment.
But I just always thought something was funny about that situation. Not no conspiracy or nothing, but I just always thought something was funny.
It didn't seem right.
You know, I just don't understand how you have like the baddest chick, you know, that they saying, not that I'm saying.
Nah, not at all.
You got the baddest chick out there, one of them, whatever, and you not sticking that. You got them doing some other shit to put the babies in. I ain't understanding that.
That's why I always thought that's weird shit.
Like,
that's some Michael Jackson shit.
You ain't over there doing like 99 different positions doing shit. Nah, I always thought something funny about that shit though.
Yeah. Wait. He wasn't smashing that at all.
Shit, he wasn't putting them babies in there. Them folks had to do them procedures and shit.
So let me get this straight. Kanye wasn't even clapping them cheeks.
Man, they was having them procedures. What are those procedures called?
Oh, then like conceptions, like they put them in with the eggs.
Turkey basters.
Oh Lord, I didn't know that. That shit crazy. Well, it makes me wonder if her cheeks was always like blowing up. You know her ass is fake and shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. Probably he couldn't do it.
Yeah. But she's rich. She's wealthy. She has a lot of money. But she's gonna get a lot more because you know, she's gonna go for a brother's pocket.
Yeah. And I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Nah, that hoe ain't no. I mean, that lady is not. No,
she's a businesswoman.
Won't say that. Yeah,
she is a businesswoman.
That hoe, but I mean that woman is about her business.
So you said it right.
Yeah, that woman's about her business.
I don't feel bad for him, to be honest with you.
Nah, I don't either.
You know, either. Just to be real with you, because Kanye is he's a complicated man.
Yeah, he got a few issues, man. But like a lot of us, you know what I'm saying. You just got to find the proper way to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Some of our issues are worse off than others, but you know, just gotta find ways and means to deal with it. And if you that wealthy, there should be some kind of ways and means for you to deal with those issues. You know what I mean?
I wonder if he made her sign a prenuptial agreement.
We will see.
Is it gonna be another Dre and his wife?
Yeah, you know, Dre begging the judge, man, to declare him single, man. Judge playing, man. Gonna declare that dude single, man. He's through with that.
They're saying that girl taking money from different accounts.
That's why I said I would not get married.
It's a dirty game, man. Dirty game.
I would not get married. I cannot see myself being okay with being drugged through the mud like that. You know, because I love and I love hard. But also, I go the extra mile. and the extra, extra mile. So if it becomes fucked up, let's let it play out. Let's get the ending result. Don't do no bullshit in between. You know what I mean? And that's the part that get me about all the divorces. It's the bullshit they do in between. Okay, we come to the agreement. Okay, you know what? Let's just get a divorce. Okay, okay, boom. That's when the man, sometimes the woman, they start doing bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Start doing bullshit. And it fucks everything up. That's why they be like, oh, well, they haven't seen her in 24 hours. They don't know what happened to her. She's supposed to show up to the courtroom, but
you wonder why we see those TV shows and realize take that route.
Yeah, because they start doing like, bullshit. Let's just go to the courthouse, settle this shit. Let the judge say what he want us to split, all the other shit. Let's go ahead and do that and go about our ways.
Yeah.
Don't cause me no troubles, and I won't cause you no troubles.
It don't never work out like that.
Yeah, that's not always the case, man.
But hey, when that money involved, it can get deadly.
Yeah, you know. And then they start with the kids. They don't want you to see the kids. They tell you, especially if you start dating another chick, then, you know, and they know I'm telling the truth. If you don't like it, fuck it. But I'm telling you the truth. You can't go over to your daddy's this weekend. No, you can't go do this. No, your dad ain't shit. Your dad ain't hitting on shit. Your dad ain't a motherfucking shit.
Your daddy don't want you over there.
He don't want you. He don't love you. This, that, and the other. Who putting food on your table? And you know, and you a kid, all you thinking is, damn, my mama is right. Because this is all I'm seeing. But I'm not knowing that my daddy done went by the job, bam, done slid her some money, or done cash apped her some money to take care of me and my brothers or my sisters or whatever. You know what I'm saying? She not telling me that part, but she's destroying me mentally and tearing up
reputation.
The little love that I've developed for my father. She's tearing that up. You know what I mean?
It's women dangerous weapon.
Destroy the kids' mental when they do that. They do.
They do.
I don't know if they realize it, but they should. They should keep the kids out of the equation. Don't tell the kids the daddy not shit because the daddy don't want to come drop dick. Don't do that. And that be the case.
It do be
sometimes.
The case. It's always something petty.
Yeah, I seen you over there with, especially he over there, he fucking the girl that was your rival in high school. Now you really mad.
Let
so
it go,
telling
Brenda.
You telling the kids your daddy's a raper man. He be stealing. You know what I'm saying? You telling the kids all kind of fucked up shit. Well, they won't want to go around their daddy.
Hey, bro. I mean, it's funny, but it's true. And it's as if, you know, women do use that as a weapon when they can't be with you.
Yep.
If you don't want to be with them.
Yep.
And
kids are the most dangerous weapon. They're always the weapon, and they're the most dangerous.
They're a nuclear bomb.
And sometimes they know they are. Sometimes they don't know they are. It's really sad all the way around. Don't use the kids for that kind of stuff. Use it for tax purposes. You know what I'm saying? That's what you use the kids for. Use the kids for tax purposes, man. Come on now, y'all. But yeah, it's cold, man. But Spalter's not getting married, engaged, or none of that shit right there. I'm not doing none of that. I'm just gonna be forever single. You
know? Forever? Forever ever?
Yeah. I just don't see anything wrong with being over 35 and wanting to be single with no kids. I don't see anything wrong with that. But there's a lot of people that see something wrong with that. You know, I just don't want to be in a relationship. It might sound weird.
It might
sound crazy, but I don't want that attachment. Maybe not right now in my life. I don't want that attachment. To me, that's an attachment, and I don't want that attachment.
You
want
to know something?
I'm a spontaneous person.
The real shit? I really honestly think that more people feel the way that you do than we know.
Yeah.
Than it's talked about. You know, a lot of people talk, a relationship is like a good thing. A lot of people in America, let's just say in America, a lot of people don't need relationships, don't want relationships, and they did.
Yeah.
And that's just the facts, though. I don't think people talk about that a lot. Relationships is something that somebody might look at as a waste of time.
I had somebody tell me that I need to hurry up and get married. I said, for what? They said, because you're not happy.
You don't know
I bust
that.
Out laughing. I'm not happy. I'm overwhelmingly happy. I love being single.
It's the cliche of it, right? You're supposed to be married.
You're supposed to be at my age. You're supposed to have children. Cheering.
I'm cheering. Now listen.
And all the rest of it.
But I respect people that don't want to.
Yeah.
I see both sides. But like I said, it varies from person to person. But I respect that.
If I get married, it'll be a fairy tale story at the beginning and an ID story at the end.
What the fuck?
It will be a fairy tale story at the beginning, lifetime in the middle, ID at the end.
Jesus.
Nah, for real. I'd just rather stay single, man. I just can't see myself with that attachment. That's just attachment I don't want. Like, you know, when I do date, we don't hold hands. I'm not a hand holder.
You ain't a hand holder.
I'm not a hand holder. That's why I say, I mean, it might be a little, I don't know. But I just, a lot of those things I'm not into.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think it's because you haven't met the right person? Or that's just really something that ain't never gonna happen?
Why is that always the question that I get when I tell somebody?
Because it matters.
Do you think it's the way you have been with the right person? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, maybe it might be. I can't sit here and say, no, it ain't that. It's just because it's not like, oh, I just hate to be touched or anything like that. It's just, I ain't never with it. Anybody I've been with, I ain't never really want to hold their mother hand. I ain't want to hold their hand. You know what I'm saying? I have not always had lookers. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's at the end of the day, as long as somebody's happy, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, but I
tell them how to be happy.
I love to go to weddings, though. I haven't been to many. I've been to a couple, but I've enjoyed. You know what I'm saying? I love to see that happiness, man. That whole environment, that whole vibe. It's just like you wish you could carry that through the whole marriage. Just that one day, that one snapshot in time. You wish the whole marriage was like that one, the whole vibe was like that one snapshot. But that's not the case. It just go downhill.
I've never been to a wedding in my life.
Straight up?
Straight up. I never had it.
You gonna be at yours, hopefully. Hopefully you gonna be a runaway.
I'm gonna have a hell of a bachelor
groom
party.
Groom took off. The limo pull up. Boys out there excited, like, oh shit, they get out of that car. The chauffeur jump out the car, he say, went by the room, went by the house. Ain't seen him. Like, what?
She said, tell that bitch you love so much to marry you.
And then call your phone, say, where you at? We hear you like you in traffic, so we really thinking like, okay, he on his way. You like, nigga, I'm finna go to Colorado. I can't do that shit. I'm only mad because the money I done spent on the tuxedo.
Oh, Lord, you get on my nerves. No, that was real shit because them things are expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, I went when
can't,
I
can't get that money back.
I went to my brother's wedding, and I had just got out of prison, you know. And man, this I had just started working, and the tuxedo was like $400-$600, some shit like that.
$600?
Man, that was like 4 weeks of my paycheck, man. I was like, I went in there, said, what the fuck, and it was renting it. They was, you know, they had this thing they was
going with. Time out. $600 to rent it?
Yeah, it was high. I might be wrong on the number, but it was high. It was more than my fucking paycheck.
To rent it?
Yeah.
For one day?
Yeah.
I see why I never been to no wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, got me fucked up.
But it could have been the place where we was at. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, they had a theme. Mm. And, you know, it was nice, though. But, so my aunt, she put me up on game. She was like, you trying to spend your money on that? I don't think you should, because if it's their thing, something like, I might have this wrong, but I know she was right. I found out. It's their theme, so they have to make sure. And if you're a part of it, if you're a part of the win, they have to make sure you have what you need before you take out of your pocket. Because I was supposed to be a part of the wedding. I wasn't just an attendee. I was a part of it. Yeah, so I'm in the wedding pictures. Nigga looking hard as hell with a pair of Air Force Ones, motherfucking slacks, and a polo shirt.
You lying.
Nigga, what?
What year was this?
07.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I was sitting over there. Everybody else had a tux on. I know they were like, who the hell that nigga is in here? That's all I kept saying. I looked at my mom. I said, I bet you everybody like, who the hell is that?
Got that gator ass nigga in there. Would you, what if somebody paid you money to marry them? A woman came to you.
If she needed to be in this country, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to get married because she's not going to stay with me.
You got to pass the test and shit, right?
I don't know, you know how that go.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that go. I don't even know where you go find them at.
I don't have no idea.
I want somebody to approach me and say, hey, man,
Craigslist or something.
I have a sister. She needs to get here. You have $10,000. You get my sister here. You marry my sister. Man, I would marry his sister on the spot.
With only 10 bands?
Nigga, I will kiss her in her mouth during the coronavirus.
What the fuck? But this?
Yeah. It'd be on.
Well, I don't know. I think it would have to be a substantial amount of money for me to do that.
Like, I always wanted to know, as a kid, you know, I'm going to tell my age, the mail order brides. You know, that stuff they used to have in the magazine. I always wonder, how did that shit work? How did they, what the fuck is a mail order bride? I used to be like, do they get the bitch in the mail? Excuse my language. You know, did they get them in the mail? Is the mail order bride? How do you do that? Because they say that's what Trump wife is, a mail order bride.
Are you talking about like a fucking picked out bride?
Yeah.
Like a builder bride?
Yeah, well, build a bride.
They build the bitches? Hold on, explain this.
Yes.
A mail order bride is a real thing? Like a...
Yeah. I'm assuming that since I...
purchase wife? Ready to go?
I think.
Like a public sub?
I think we're going to have to go to Google for some info on that.
You got my mind blown, bro. Mind blown.
Mail order bride.
Amazon booming, ain't it? How much would a mail order bride cost? They got to build a bride. Because I really do.
A mail order bride is a woman who lists herself in catalogs and is selected by a man for marriage. In the 20th century, the trend was primarily towards women living in developing countries seeking men in more developed nations. Can you really order a mail-in bride? In any event, to sum up the answer to the question, yes, you can indeed go online, find a bride, go through so-called mail-order bride agencies, and remarkably, people's motivations both in the days of the Wild West and today in entering into such agreements seem pretty much to be the same.
That's some country-ass shit.
And how much is it for a Thai bride? Thai, as in Thailand.
Oh, hell.
An average middle class, university educated Thai lady, you can get for 100,000 to 300,000 baht.
A baht?
Yeah.
I guess can we trade them with thoughts? What is going on?
1,000 is a good living over there, they say, so I don't know.
I'm living in the wrong place, man. Nah, I don't think so. That's
back
creepy
to
though.
Mail order brides.
That's creepy, bro.
Yeah, it's the Russians.
So they really basically selling themselves.
Yeah, they trying to get over here. You know, sometimes they think guys be rich, and they'll get over here, man, and guys will use them as sex slaves. They'll kill them and
Jesus.
All kind of shit. It's a dangerous thing, but it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
That's a crazy info.
So I wonder if, you know, women over here have been mail order brides, such as like
they have been mail order a lot of things over here.
Like no, like they've gone to Cuba and they didn't know what the fuck was going on. They went to Cuba and their ass got stuck trying to be a mail. He said that he took pictures all in a big ass mansion. Now it's a plantation. In the big
you
ass
are
mansion.
A slave.
She see all them cars
you
and shit.
You are going to die there. Ain't no coming back, bruh. So stupid ass.
You know what I'm saying? So I wonder how many people, dudes too, you know, we the first ones to do it.
Yeah.
We will go. Oh, bruh. You finna go where? And you can't even pronounce the name.
Nah.
Somebody, she gonna send a ticket and everything. You showing pictures. You like, nigga, that's picture cut out. You can't tell. Look at that. You can't tell a nigga nothing, man.
You will be a slave, bruh.
Nigga say, I'm finna take this game over there to motherfucking Germany and shit. Nigga, that is a Nazi camp in the background.
When you think about it.
He said, no, that's when she was on tour. All right. Never to be heard from again.
Ever. hey, why we playing? You know, that shit really happens.
Yeah.
That shit really happens. Yeah. That's why it's so crazy, because you can come to the U.S. Don't take your ass somewhere else, try to do some shit like that.
Because you might be down on your shit over here, you know what I'm saying, dick in the dirt, you know what I'm saying, you hurting or whatever, and you get online and you come across somebody and they say they live in Mexico. So you like, shit, I can't come to no Mexico. I'm over here. I don't got no money. And they say, well, I will get you here. I have this, I have that. And they start sending you all these pictures, diamonds, gold, and glitter. That's all you seeing. Next thing you know, you ain't got no kids over here. Or maybe you do, but you say, fuck it. And you'll go. And when you get there, that was a plantation.
You are a slave.
There was a pea field.
Again.
You out there.
He dug out slavery again. I would not do that shit. That shit don't make no sense to me.
And you can't come back.
I mean, but what are the odds, though,
because they're going to find out why you went. They ain't letting your ass back.
You going to get chopped up. You going to be... I don't know, man. That's too scary. I wouldn't fall for that shit. I pray for the people who have fallen for that shit. You know there's people that have done it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I say a lot of guys. I know a lot of guys, man, because, you know, we'll do some stupid shit. We'll do some stupid shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll travel far or near. It don't really even matter, but we will travel there. We don't even matter.
Why is that?
Because we don't care. We don't care. You know, it's just the fact of going to get it. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, I'm finna go put these 1,000 miles on this car just to go over there for an 8-minute nap. You know what I'm saying? Then you gotta leave.
How long did you say?
8 minutes.
Ooh,
you can't stay.
Five, what?
You can't stay. You can't spend the night. You're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no money. We'll do shit like that. You know what I mean?
I think we talked about this before. It's the thrill, ain't it?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's the thrill,
it's the thrill
dog.
Of going over there just to do that shit. Then, you know, the next day you got a story to tell. It's a stupid ass story, but you feel like I got a story
with
to tell.
Some exaggeration, you know, though. Why I throw that thing out the frame?
Mm-mm.
Beat it up.
So I ran across this story. A what's the young guy name?
It's a rapper?
Yeah. Roddy Ricch.
Uh-huh.
He's like 4'1".
He's 4'1"? He's a little person?
Yes.
He's a midget.
He's
correct.
He recently blocked a fan off of his Instagram for posting a picture, because he ran into the guy at the airport and the guy took the picture and he told the guy, don't post this.
Why?
So the guy posted it. You know, I don't know. Well, when you see the picture, he's like 4'5". I guess he thought people didn't know really how tall he was, you know, because I don't know why. But
I would like to see him and Tory Lanez, like, in a race. Because that's a little... He's a fucking...
Tory's waiting on that hairpiece, I think.
No, he's not.
A hairpiece on order. But, yeah,
Wish.
Man.
Wish.com?
Yeah, that's what, you know, they got everything on there. That shit cheap as hell, too. And shit already nappy, so it's easy to find one of them nappy wigs.
But he blocked him off his Instagram page?
He blocked him off his Instagram because he posted the picture. And the guy said he told him not to post the picture, but he posted it anyway.
It's like this, though. Niggas already know what you look like.
Yeah.
So what's the...
When I seen it, I was like, what the hell? So big a bit. You short. So what?
Oh, mess him, let him look shorter than he normally looks.
Oh, he looked like... That's where I got the 4'1 from.
Oh, well,
he looked like he 4'1".
Little man.
And then it said that he 5'1" or something. Or 5'2".
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That odd-ass number. I don't know, man.
But he don't look like that in his videos.
Probably angle,
but it's
dog.
Just the camera angle. Yeah,
yeah. It's my angles.
So,
man.
Now I guess he feel like the whole secret getting blowed.
So he's a midget, and we find out, and he's mad.
He's mad.
It's okay to be a midget, man. You know, sometimes it be like that.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was at height sometime in their life.
Yeah.
Midget. I kept going, but you know, shit happens.
Shit happens, man. It's okay. it's quite all right.
It's okay, little dude. Nah, man. I was gonna ask you about something.
go ahead and ask me, my brother. I'm here for all the questions. I'm here for all the panties they want to throw. I'm here for it all.
I really can't even think. I can't remember it now.
See, that's the problem. Memory loss. We don't talk enough about it. That's a thing that we all go through, especially when we get caught up in situations with our other halves. We have a thing called memory loss. Sometimes they respect it, sometimes they don't. Most of the time they don't respect it. They just say, you telling a damn lie. Wow. But we suffer from memory loss.
Is it selective memory?
Look,
in relationships it is.
You can get a check for it. It's a small check, unrecognizable check, but you can get a check for it, man. We have memory loss, man. We have memory loss. It's called selective memory loss. SML.
AKA,
it's in the medical dictionary.
AKA, we don't give a damn about it.
Yeah, that's at the end of the dictionary. It's definition. Yeah. Very, very. It's in tiny print. That part right there. They don't never read that.
You think that's something that's only really popping like in relationships, or is that something in friendship?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wonder why people do that, because everybody does it, especially women.
Oh.
I don't know. Who do you think would do would? You think we do it more than women?
Yeah, because we the ones who mostly get caught putting our dick somewhere it shouldn't be. You know what I mean? More so than them out fucking somebody. We are most of the main ones, the main culprit in that situation.
But
so
they say black men don't cheat.
We do it the most, like I said.
Oh.
Us colored people. if blacks don't, colors do. Colors do. But no, we do a lot of nonsense, man. So yeah, we tell we have the most memory loss situations going on.
I feel like we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, so sometimes we just forget about shit.
But sometimes, you know, you need to go ahead and hurt them feelings to get shit straight.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, man. You know what? I heard a girl say that all we want to know is the truth, right?
Yeah.
But if you ever been in a relationship, as a man, you know that's bullshit. You can tell the girl the truth and you still gonna get the same result as not telling her the truth.
And sometimes
they don't wanna hear the truth.
Sometimes they wanna make these arguments and they wanna say that that's just how a relationship goes. That's part of... No, that's not. That's not. That's not a part of any relationship I wanna be in. I don't wanna, you know, every time I see you, we got a dispute. We got to argue, you know, especially if it get physical, throw things. Or, you know what I mean? Like, there is no fun in that. There is no fun in that. And you have to be, as a man, you have to be okay with walking away from that, being single, starting over, whatever the case is. Yeah. You have to be okay with that. And a lot of times, brothers just don't be okay with that because we there and we have this fixation on maybe the way they look, and we think
if she bad
we'll
enough,
never find another one that looks this way.
If she's fine enough, we'll do anything.
We'll make a way to put up with everything and anything, and it ends up being the wrong thing, and it gets us in them crazy ass situations that we talk about.
So it's safe to say, as a man, we go for looks first. Personality second.
Yep.
Well, hold on. Looks.
We just say we'll deal with it.
Yeah. If that thing
ain't
right.
See how bad she is. Got a red bone. Got a
she
dark skin.
I can deal with that bullshit.
Got a big old ass.
She crazy.
But
she, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. She crazy here, but man. She
what,
suck
that
a dick.
Hit, boy. Ooh, that kind of hit, boy. Back around him.
We.
Every night.
That messes us up all the time. Because that's all. See, like, that's what we be looking for.
Hey. Mm-hmm. It's the other way around, too. Bro, how many females be going back to the same quote unquote badass niggas?
Oh yeah.
It's the same. Yeah. It's the same. Women do the same
nigga,
shit.
Nigga put the dick down.
Yeah.
And do the same shit. They like, shit, I can go back. Oh man, this nigga gonna beat this pussy up.
Them girls know that we ain't
they
no
coming
good,
back.
And they still gonna come back.
Yeah.
They know we ain't no good.
Yeah, that's just how it go, man.
And it comes back to what? Sex.
Sex.
Sex rules the fucking world, dude.
It rules everything. Sex is involved with everything that we are involved in as people.
Yeah. some women might say that, you know, guys are sex freaks or right? Listen, man, it works both ways. I think that's just 50-50.
They need to straighten out the definition of freak, though.
Yeah, they do.
I just hear so many different, like, definitions. I was told recently, she said, are you a freak? I said, yeah. I'm a Scorpio. I'm a freak. She said, you're Scorpio. What that mean? I said, oh, all Scorpios are freaks. This, that, and the third. She said, what kind of freaky shit you do? I said, she was a freak. Oh, you ain't no freak. I said, what the fuck you mean? I am a freak. She said,
yes.
Like pissing, shitting. I said,
Hold on, whoa.
I said, that's fucking nasty. Man, I text back all kind of crazy ass shit. I never heard from her again.
Listen, man. So what you might think is nasty is just like child's play to some other people. But you know, it's okay. But hey, sex is sex, right?
Yes. But
I don't know.
There's sex and there's bullshit.
What's the difference between sex and love? What about,
I guess they loving.
Do you love me?
They loving. They busting shit and pissing. They loving. They loving over there. They gotta be loving.
So why is that question asked? After the sex is getting good, you know, that's all y'all do. Jamal, do you love me? Do you love me? What does that mean?
Have you ever said, nah, I love that pussy though?
Yeah, I have actually, to be honest with you. Not trying to be funny, but I actually have.
Yeah, you know, you say that, you know what I'm saying?
Because it was the
truth. Like, you love me? Shit. Hey, what time you say you gotta go? She said, well, do you love me? I said,
ooh, I think that.
What time you say you finna leave? I'm finna leave now because you don't love me.
Okay, awesome. That is great.
All
right. I'll walk you to the door.
Soon she going out the door, get what you say. Love you.
See, that's why she go. That's love why you. She gonna be crazy of you. She gonna slash some tires, dog.
Yeah. She gonna say this fool love me. But yeah, man, love is a beautiful thing. Love is an ugly thing. Love can be the most beautiful thing, the most powerful thing, the most ugliest thing, the most treacherous thing. You could just go on and on and on, man.
But yet, the most beautiful.
We all have to experience it. And we just have to pray for the best, look for the worst, and just pray the cards as they go.
And don't be afraid to, you know, love how you want to love, man. Live your, you ain't got to follow no standards, man. You set your own rules when it comes to that.
Your own boundaries.
To be honest with you, you
love
set your
how
own
you
rules.
Feel like yeah. You need to love. Hit like you feel like you need to hit when you need to hit.
Back slap with an angle when you feel
nah,
like
this
it.
Nah, just shit. But yeah, that's how it goes, man. That's life, man. We have to make our own decisions, man. Don't let nobody make them for you.
For damn, for sure. Let's hope that Uncle Yo gets everybody taken care of.
Yeah, waiting on Uncle Yo.
Nah, you know what? Fuck Uncle Yo. Okay.
We're waiting on Uncle Yo to come through with the rest of them checks. The season is in.
They said the reason why it's so spread out is so the sea can get some more of that seafood in. So it won't be one big massive overload trying to get the re-up on the seafood before they, you know what I'm saying, throw them buzz back out there. But yeah, man, you know what it is.
They saying a crab leg left in that motherfucker.
They got to re-up, dog.
Ain't no wig in the stuff.
All them horses' asses is bare.
Ain't a wig in the shop, bro. When have you ever?
Ever?
Went into one of them little shops, go get you a wave cap or whatever the case may be. Now it might be going to get a mask. But you look up there and all them little mannequin heads is bald-headed.
None.
You never seen that. They
never.
At least, they at least get to keep
up.
Theirs. Man, Uncle Yo sent them checks out. Nigga, they came
out. Let me get
out.
The top three rows right there.
They came out for those wigs. Boy, it was Wig City.
Them hoes expensive too.
Very. And you know they put different stickers on there.
Yeah.
They went up 10-15% on there. You know they Ooh. Slick now. They slick.
Money season, baby. Yeah.
But yeah,
Stimmy
man.
Time.
Shout out to everybody getting that STEMI, man, doing the right thing, taking care of your family,
Vision,
taking
you
care of your
right
bills.
Thing. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to those that want to do the right thing, but I ain't going to do the right thing. Shout out to you, too. There's a spot for you.
Yes, sir.
I just got a mad mind, baby.
Marlon G. Honey buns. Cookies.
Good.